And I told you when I walked out the house, the lady said, "Did I have some
sneakers? Did she have some sneakers?
Do I have some sneakers for her?" I've never seen this person before in my life. Walk past, just look up. Oh, there's a human being. Excuse me, you have some sneakers or anything you can give me?
That's what I said. So, well, do you have some sneakers to give her?
No. Hello, Amazon.
I'm ready to just bring a thing of clothes and sit them on your not on your porch.
Don't
but
do
on
that.
The side.
Don't do I that. Said, they do that next door. It's a house. It's not abandoned, but they just have. It's just too much.
They hang clothes up.
It's just. I don't want to listen. Then about maybe half an hour before that, I went to the store to get these Perrier's, and I'm walking down the street, just random. Lady said she walks past me. She walked past me and she said, "Excuse me, hey, why don't you zip your jacket up? It is cold outside. Why don't you have your jacket?" I'm like, "Yo, I don't know you. Well, why are you talking to me like that?"
But this is what I'm saying. She was just really being nice. This is what I'm mean. When people are saying, "Oh, you rolled your eyes," did you roll your eyes? Did you just drop your damn
eyes? Yes, I did.
Hard.
No,
you have to respect the people now.
You don't.
I seen a baby that they didn't have the coat and everything on, and I zipped the baby up and put the baby hood on.
It just, I don't know if it's old people who have some kind of authority thing. They just have to talk to you and tell you. They start talking to you in the middle of whatever they were thinking. So you'd be like,
"Stay." No, they get it out. They get it out. They make sure that they get it out. They probably thinking about their kids,
thinking about
their grandkids.
Like, yeah. By the way, you know what this bitch did to me the other day? Like, I don't. Who are you talking to, Grady?
Damn.
You know what I mean?
You real mad?
They hate me on the strip. Oh,
you mad as hell about that coat?
You got an attitude.
She told you to button up your coat, so you mad?
Yeah. Like, who the fuck? You didn't tell me what to do.
But you probably button that coat up too.
I purposely left that jacket.
You purposely was cold. Right.
Yeah, and then like another one, we turned into the new year, and it was like the 11th of January. This witch keep telling me, "Happy New Year, baby." I'm like, first of all, I don't know you. Second of all, we are 2 weeks into the year. Happy? Oh, you got a motherfucking attitude. I see how somebody just messed your day up, didn't they? Yo, they hate me because I'm telling them, "Get away from me. I don't want to fucking..." 3 in the morning, I'm going to go get some snacks.
Why is you outside at 3 in the morning the way they shooting people?
Because I'm disrespectful to myself. I walk to the corner store... Taxi.
Why is the corner store open at 3:30 in the morning?
That bitch open 24 hours a day.
Damn, look what you called it. Go ahead. Well, anyway.
So I got my everything on. I just want to go in, come out. Taxi hat. You need a hat, taxi? Lucy's, DVDs, cigarettes, anything you need, I got that. I'm like, okay, let me just let it go. I'm going to just assume, even though it's only me, it's only me out here that they're not talking to me.
You.
I go in the store, the bitch comes in the store. and says, "You need a hat, taxi hat." So I finally say, "Listen, I don't need no motherfucking ride. Why are you screaming at me? Da, 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 da." She's like, "Oh, you just ain't get no pussy this morning or something, because your attitude sucks. You don't need no DVDs or Lucy's. Y'all get away from me."
This is what he attracts, though, y'all. This is what he attracts. That's the crazy part. He attracts this. I want to say hi to Aunt Chris.
Hey, Aunt Chris.
But he attracts this. It's never a dull moment. He gets in the car and says, "The lady just asked me, do I have any sneakers?" So he mad. He hot. So I look at him. I said, "Well, do you?" He like, "No, I got no fucking sneakers for her."
Right.
He be mad as hell.
Leave me alone.
Like, he be mad as hell.
Next thing you know, anyone's, like I said, I'm approachable. Just don't touch me.
He be mad as hell.
But when I'm not in the PC radio, DJ,
that's what I'm saying.
World.
So when he coming out the house, he's so calm, cool, and collected. Mm-hmm. The closer that we get to the studio, the more raunchy he starts talking. He gets raunchier and raunchier and raunchier. I just be looking at him like, I just be driving like.
I'm going to show you this.
Something is truly wrong with him.
Damn, I love the Tosh and Truth podcast.